I know when we had apples, we generally dried a bushel to have fried apple, dried pies, you know, during the wintertime. We had, Papa had an orchard that had apples, such a variety of apples. The big yellow apple of some kind, I've forgotten the name of it, got ripe in May. And we had different kinds of apples getting ripe all through and way down in October. We gathered what he called the rusticates. They were a small apple, and the outside skin was rusty looking. And he would fill a barrel. He had a storehouse where he could keep things and they wouldn't freeze. And he had a barrel of rusty coats, and they never, he didn't even wrap them or anything. Now, his larger apples, other varieties, he would wrap the paper around each one and store them in barrels. And but the rusty coats didn't have to do a thing. And then after they was in there and gotten real good and mellow, they were good. The way he built his storehouse might be interesting to you. He stood planks up and up and down, and then he put strips on the outside of that across on every where the big planks had joined, you know, and then on the outside, on the inside and the outside were built exactly the same way. And they were about 2 feet apart. And from his sawmill, he filled that place with sawdust. Absolutely. And didn't anything ever freeze in that storehouse. We could put baskets of grapes in there. He had a great, big grape vineyard. People come to see us, and we'd go out to the grape vineyard, and everybody eat just all they could hold. They'd come to the see us, and we'd go out to the orchard and eat all the apples we could hold. And we had lots of company. We were the only ones in the neighborhood that had that kind of things.
Yeah. What kind of nuts do you have around here?
We have hickory nuts, walnuts, and hazelnuts, and pecans. I have all that on this farm.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
In the walnut, you know, you have two coverings on it.
Yes.
What are they?
You have the outside soft shell, covering, and then the hard nut, and then you crack it with a hammer, and you get the nut, the kernels out.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the two coverings, though?
I don't know that I called them anything.
You have the green one would be called the...
Of course, it's green. It would stain your hands.
Uh-huh.
But you don't bother that. You just wait till it gets ripe.
Do you call it a shell or a hull or...
It's a hull, and that's right.
It's a what?
It's the hull.
Okay, and then inside...
And then the shell.
Okay. And this is a kind of nut that you might get at Christmas. It's
Brazil nuts and English walnuts.
Okay. And what about one that's shaped sort of like your eye?
Oh, let's see. I know what you're talking about. I know exactly as well as I know my name, but I'm not saying it. That's right. Well, I was thinking of a different kind. Yes, we have that. And then we have we buy. They're a little bit cornered.
Mm-hmm.
And the outside hull is rough.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of gray-looking. Now, what is that name? That's what I was trying to think.
Brazil nuts,
I guess that's it.